But first, Attorney General Mark Brnovich has filed a lawsuit against the Arizona Board of Regents. It's focused on what Brnovich says is a violation of the state constitution, that the regents have raised tuition at the three public universities to an inappropriate level, far beyond what the constitution says should be as nearly free as possible. The suit came down one day before an artificial deadline set by former State Senate President Russell Pierce and the group Judicial Watch that he would sue to prevent the universities from offering DACA recipients in-state tuition if Brnovich didn't. Anne Ryman covers higher education for the Arizona Republic and is with us for more. Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Anne, what was the reaction? It seemed pretty strong by the Board of Regents and the chair to what Mark Brnovich is doing here.
Yes, they were really taken off guard by this lawsuit. They knew that the DACA issue with the students might be challenged, but they were taken off guard in that this lawsuit actually goes much broader to their entire tuition setting policy in general.
Did it strike them in some way? Were they plain in these words that it felt like an end around by the Attorney General? He didn't want to take on DACA directly?
There has been some speculation on that by taking this approach, you really put the emphasis on the tuition overall. And although the DACA is part of it, it's not the main focus.
Well, so the argument has been made, at least in this suit, and frankly by many others, that tuition has risen in an inordinate fashion, and yet the regents will say that's because of state money being taken away by the legislature, post-recession, et cetera. What are the arguments on both sides there, and how strong are they?
They're very strong on both sides. We have an interesting clause in the state constitution that says that university instruction should be furnished, quote, as nearly free as possible, end quote. And so people often refer to this constitutional mandate as meaning, you know, that means you should have low tuition. There's been a lot of debate over what does that mean. Does that mean the price of tuition, or does that mean, again, the tuition rate is one rate that you're setting, but there's also financial aid that students qualify for. So, you know, the quoted price of tuition may not be what you actually end up paying.
Have the regents tried to mitigate these tuition increases in the past? It seems like it's basically fallen on deaf ears at the legislature, but have they tried very hard to get more state money, or has there been acceptance at this point that system is in the past now?
They have traditionally every year, you know, requested more state funding. You know, during the recession, you know, there were some steep cuts that were made because of the state budget situation. You know, at one point, the state funding accounted for about 75% of the cost of educating an in-state student, and now it's the equivalent of about 34% of the cost. So there have been tuition increases that were made during the recession. But also keep in mind, this lawsuit covers a broader period of time as well. It goes back all the way back to the 2002-2003 school year, where there was a steep increase made that year, and that was obviously before the recession. So there have been some increases in years that, you know, weren't tied to the recession.
And before we go, let's shift to DACA, because DACA seemed to have at least created this controversy and the possibility for this suit. At this point, DACA students at the three state universities are getting in-state tuition, and yet it only affects a couple hundred people at this point. Ultimately, do you think that will end up being at the core of this, based on what you're hearing? Is there going to be a larger fight over tuition, or will it end up being focused on DACA?
I think, you know, since this lawsuit has been filed to kind of take on tuition overall, that's kind of where the focus will go. I mean, obviously, the DACA will be an issue, but the regents have said they are going to wait until, you know, the Arizona Supreme Court weighs in on that to decide, you know, where to set that tuition rate. Right now, they're sticking with the in-state rate, which is, you know, substantially lower than what you'd pay if you were a non-resident.
Well, briefly, what reverberations does that have for the broader student body, considering, as I said, it only affects a couple hundred students at this point?
Well, there are only about 240 students who right now who are at the university who receive it. But keep in mind, you know, there may be students coming in the future. That number, you know, could grow possibly. There may be, you know, other DACA students out there that haven't taken advantage yet of the lower rates.
Anne Ryman covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Anne, thanks.
Thank you.